Hello and welcome to our weekly podcast of Who's Here in the Hamptons. I'm Dan Rettina, your host, broadcasting from my home in the Hamptons, where I have lived for over 55 years. I've written a dozen books about this glorious place, and I've seen it grow through the years from small tourist towns, quaint fishing villages, and a summer playground for high society to what it is today, a world-class resort for celebrities, artists, musicians, authors, and billionaires. In my podcast, I will bring you interviews with not only these people, but also prominent local people who have helped shape the Hamptons. Welcome to Dan's Talks. This is Dan Rettina, the founder of Dan's Papers, and my guest today is June Haynes, who is the owner of a store that's just opened up in East Hampton, which is quite unusual. I think the word is something like archaeological.
Authentic, artistic.
What it is she is a world traveler and has had a history of art and collection and has assembled artifacts from around the world in the store, which is next door to the Cantoni's on North Main Street in East Hampton. Tell me a little bit about what is in the store today. That it just opened, what, about a month ago?
No, we're day 12 today.
And the crowds are there or stuff? Tell me how you're doing. Is the store north or south of?
So we're located on North Main Street, as you said, next door to Nick and Tony's. But let me start by saying, first of all, thank you, Dan, for having me on your show. I'm a big fan of yours. The name of the brand is J. Juan. And why J. Juan? My partner and I, the first J is Jerry, and Juan is June in French, which is my name. And we wanted to create a brand. You know, we've always been part of the East Hampton community. I've been coming here since, gosh, in the 90s. And we live here. And one of the things that I've always admired is the real estate, looking at retail, because I'm a retailer at heart, 40 years of luxury retail. And we've now opened day 12 next to Nick and Tony's. And what it is, we wanted it to be a destination rather than on the main street, because in order to create what we do and what we have, which is a 100-year-old farmhouse, we're housed in a 100-year-old farmhouse, and our products, it's all about, just to give you a little bit of who we are a global brand that we work with artisans from around the world. It's rooted in craftsmanship, timeless pieces, and really all about the discovery. And as you said, Dan, one of the things, the value, you know, we've always been travelers and traveling around the world and finding the artisans that really speaks to us in a way of looking for those unique objet d'art, one-of-a-kind pieces, and pieces that we feel, without taking away their tradition, that we can then infuse and help them elevate the finishing and bring it to our Western world, which is where we are today. So that J. Juan, the customer who is looking for the quality, unique pieces, and is rooted in things that are about the discovery. My background is in luxury retail, so there's a fashion component as well. So what we do is with the travels, and I'll give you a perfect example, to places like Saudi Arabia. So we've created abayas from Saudi Arabia and kaftans from Morocco, but working with the artisans to really modernize it for our Western consumer so that she can then take some of those tradition and infuse it into her lifestyle today. So that's who we are.
Are the pieces from those countries to be worn or displayed or both?
They're to be worn. Absolutely to be worn because, you know, it's really about, look, I think it's all about the individual, right? And I've seen, and personally, I have some of my really great pieces that I framed in our home as part of the interior decor. So the idea is bringing those traditions back and really allowing the J. Juan customer to really feel like she's a part of something that's unique and rooted in that discovery of finding those unique pieces from abroad.
Tell me how you got interested in this a long time ago in your earlier career and began to collect these things.
Well, I have been in luxury retail for, I would say, 35 to 40 years. I actually brought Dolce & Gabbana and opened their very first store in America. So it really started there in working with Domenico and Stefano at Dolce & Gabbana and really helping their retail grow and helping the footprint developed around the world and really identifying what works in our Western world in terms of the product. And the travel has always been a part of that journey for me and going, you know, taking me to places like Europe, Asia, the Middle East. And then from there, I went to Dolce & Gabbana and worked as the senior vice president for retail. And that continued as well. So along the journey of always traveling to these countries, one of the things that were always important for me was the takeaway from any country. Always finding that one piece that I would bring back to display on my coffee table, my nightstand, or on a bookshelf. So that journey began way back then of collecting in all of my travels. And Jerry and I, who is my partner and life partner, he and I always talk and speak about our travels and collecting. And lo and behold, we had a conversation of, being in East Hampton, this is really a perfect opportunity, since we are part of the community, to really do what we are most passionate about, which is the travel, the working with the artisans, and really finding those great pieces that we could then share with our consumer here in East Hampton.
Tell me about a particular piece that maybe has a very interesting history, how you found it and where it was, and if it's on display.
Yeah, what we have here, I'm actually in the store at the moment. One of my most passionate, I mean, there are many, but the one that really resonates with me, I've always been a big fan of Mother of Pearls. And we found an artisan in Egypt that works with Mother of Pearls. So we created with the artisans some really unique handbags that are pure mother of pearl sitting on wood. And the designs are so unique, so incredible. And that actually for me was one of the most, you know, you often think about creating pieces as a creative, but when you see the vision come to life, it becomes a whole other dynamic. So the mother of pearl bags are really unique and special. And we've taken some of that from Egypt as well to create trays. So they're trays that are lacquered and mother of pearl for home decor. And I tell you a funny story. You know, of course, speaking Arabic, we don't. And speaking English, they don't. But the common bond that we all share, and we find this as a common denominator in the travels around the world, is creative, right? Because you can sit and sketch something on a napkin or speak with your hands to give them the indication of what you want. So what we've done, while we were creating the trays on a napkin, Jerry started sketching out the idea that we had of what we wanted to see in our personal tray design. Being in East Hampton, keeping it tropical, but fun at the same time as a serving tray. So we sketched it out on a napkin. And I have to tell you, we were so pleased that they understood the vision and they brought it to life. So it's the unique experiences like that for us that really makes the big difference and really helps us to continue to go this mile and on the journey to find and seek out these unique artisans in these countries to bring back to our community here in East Hampton.
How did you find that particular artisan? In other words, you were in Cairo. How did someone tell you this is an important, you should see this?
Well, you know, it's really about relationships, right? So in the travels, you know, one travel, you meet certain people and they talk about their travels. Then we talk about our story and what we're looking for. And then, you know, it's connecting the dots. In one of our travels in Bali, we met an amazing Middle Eastern girl who was traveling as well. And we asked about, you know, specific things in her country or in the Middle East, and she shared with us. So we were very thankful for that. So it's all about connecting the dots.
Have you been to Guatemala?
Not yet, but that's next on the list because that is a place where we talk about, and, you know, as we develop and seeing all of the products come to life in our store, you know, we start to think about what the missing links are and what countries we need to go to find those missing links. And Guatemala is next on our list.
I had lived there for 4 months at one point, and coming home, we decided to collect some of the clothing. The natives wear clothing that identifies the tribe that they're in.
Exactly.
And we went to a store in Panachel, and they packed up stuff for us, and they gave us a price for it. And then they took out a box to ship it in. The box was mahogany and dragons and all kinds of things, for which there was no charge because that was the thing was going to be shipped in.
And exactly.
Very funny, because that piece is still in my living room, that box.
You see, and you hold that near and dear to your heart because that's a story to tell. Hence, for us, why we do what we do, because it's really about the discovery and the storytelling. You know, because now as you shared that great story with me, I'm sure when people, you know, your guests come to your home, you tell that story.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
Tell us a couple of them that you've done that you would just be very interesting to hear and people might be interested besides coming to the shop. What hours are you open and what days?
We are open every day of the week, 7 days a week. So Monday to Saturday, 11 to 6, and then Sundays, 11 to 5.
Tell me a good story.
Well, let me tell you a great story. You know, one of the things, I always consider myself a nose as well. And a nose, as you may or may not know, is someone who creates the scents, right? Fragrances.
Right.
And as part of our journey of home decor, it was really about creating a fragrance. And I have been so obsessed with creating our own home fragrance. And in Morocco, we found an amazing woman who creates these scents. So I remember traveling to Paris and going to a hotel and walking into the room. And the scent, I mean, I can smell it as I'm telling the story now. And I often wonder how I could really emulate this or similar for our home fragrance scent. So I wanted to kick it up a notch with that scent. And once we started creating this home fragrance, the woman said, well, how do you see the notes? What do you want as your top notes, your middle notes, and the final notes that will last? And I said, well, what I will tell you is the scent that I'm most crazy about is wood, number one, leather. And what I'm smelling here, this was in Morocco, it seems to be, and part of the culture of oils and scents, is orange blossom for Morocco. So every place you go, there's orange blossom. And I thought, this is the perfect moment to figure out how I can create the scent of wood, right, which is the oud, you know, it's a specific tree in the Middle East, the oud wood, create the wood with the leather and the oil to make the Jejuan home spray. And we had three different tries. The first one, you know, is the concept of the three beers, right? So the first one, I thought, no, it's too woodsy. The second one, I thought, it's too much of a leather, a little too masculine, because I think I want it to be in everybody's room, you know, male, female. The third one, after going through all the notions, I said, this is just right, because you got the sense of the top note, the middle note, and also what lasts and stays with you. So creating that was such a joy in really putting together the scent that lingers and lasts. And actually, I have to say, the 12 days we've been open, it's been one of our number one selling.
That's a great, great thing.
Yeah.
What is the largest piece you have in your shop right now?
Right now, the largest piece we have is a vase. Vase and jars that we created out of Morocco. We did a collection called Morocco in Black and White. And the idea was to create jars basket, imagine a fruit basket, and other decorative pieces that you can presumably put as an umbrella stand, etc. But for us, in creating and curating these items, the most important value for us is weight, right? It should look and have the appearance of something really heavy when you look at it, based on what it is, that vessel. But when you feel it, the weight shouldn't be so heavy. So we created a line called Morocco in Black and White that are incredible baskets that are all hand-painted, woven with finishing of little jewels and basket weave and threads hanging and also jars. But you look at them and they look like they would weigh a ton, but in fact, it's made of composite. And those are the value and the things that we look for when working with an artisan. So in the store right now, one of the jars that appears to be really big and heavy is really not so heavy, but it's a great decorative piece.
What brought you to East Hampton?
Oh, gosh, this love affair with East Hampton started in the 90s. You know, I remember coming on a weekend with friends as a holiday and really falling in love with the country, you know, the countryside of East Hampton. And that really resonated with me. And I always thought, wow, what a great place to really go on a weekend to unload and just relax. Because, you know, back then it wasn't the craziness as it is right now. And it was just so beautiful and charming. And, you know, it became our weekend place. We ended up buying a home. And then from there, moving on and coming back, moving to Europe, coming back. And here we are. And it's still as beautiful. Yes, I mean, it's a lot of more traffic than usual. But that's the beauty of it. You know, it comes with the territory.
Yeah. Do you plan to open shops elsewhere?
That's the plan. You know, the plan is to open more Jejuan stores, you know, because I think for what we do, it resonates with, you know, the concept and the idea of having those really great, unique, one-of-a-kind pieces, you know, but to tell the story, it has to be told to really understand the concept. It has to be told in the way we're telling it now in a farmhouse, because, you know, one of the important things for me as a retailer, it's important from the minute you walk through the door, the senses should be stimulated from the way the store looks in terms of the visual merchandising. And I think that's the hat that I'm bringing here from luxury retail, right? So from the eye needs to move with ease, not overcrowded, really looking and taking in each piece. And then the music needs to be at a level that is really great and soothe the soul at the same time. In addition to that, stimulate the senses with the smell. So it's an overall concept for me in finding the space that could tell the story in this great, unique way. From the time you walk into the store, what does the store look like? What is the feel of the music? Does it spark my senses? What does it smell like? And are the people friendly and telling the story of the product so that I can tell my friends once I have the piece in my home? And Yes. That's the beauty of what we want to create.
Well, good luck to you. And stop in and we will go through stuff together.
I would love that, Dan. I would love that.
Will do. I'll see you soon. We'll be coming out this weekend for the holiday.
Oh, great. Please try and stop in.
I will.
Great. Thank you so much for having me.
Sure. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.